The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Stars of the show. It sounds kind of there's something imperial sounding to the stars of the show. This is a radio program, so it's not a show. What Akos Dankura does on television, it's a program.
Uh-huh.
There's a difference between, unless you're feeding video of the two of you guys in a studio. I tried that for a while, and it didn't work in my bathrobe, so I just stopped.
Oh, that was disturbing.
Oh, you've seen some of that old video. I don't get dressed up to do this program very often. You guys have to. Actually, yesterday, John Cremins was telling us how he gets up at 4, and he does his coffee, and he drives to the studio. My commute is from my bedroom to the studio, and it works much better for me if you see me in this lovely bathrobe. And people laugh because that's pretty much my trademark. I think Dennis Miller also does his program in a bathrobe. I'm trying to think, who else do I know? Imagine seeing Imus show up in a bathrobe. Oof.
Ooh. Oh, more disturbing stuff.
Bill Bennett, that's even more. Anyway, okay. Oh, there we are. Oh. With, I know, I've upset your stomachs already. Akos Dankura is here from yesterday. You sold how much? How much are you better ahead today than you were yesterday? All the time. Yeah, a good time.
I think yesterday about $100,000 we sold.
All right. So that's good. Not bad. But you missed us. We had actually somebody better than you on with us yesterday anyway.
I understand. That wouldn't be hard to find.
Much more attractive, voice much more pleasant. Mm-hmm. And she's actually...
Oh, you had Honey on. Yeah, I know Honey.
No,
Honey
had,
We had Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer Horn.
Jennifer is one of my co-hosts. We were talking sort of kibitzing yesterday about how we come together in this hour, but we're actually in a sense competitors from 6 to 9 because you guys do your thing and it's available for broadcast for radio stations. And this thing that I do called the Good Day program is on at the same time. And so we have some people take your program, some more people take my program, but some people take your program. And it's nice. They have if we had any brains, we just all get together for the whole thing instead of doing the thing that we do this hour. But we have a focus here on inventing, on having a really good entrepreneurial focus and encouraging people to start their own businesses, that sort of thing, which you have done. We did talk about you yesterday glowingly as we referred to Akos as someone who I think I get into this. I'm trying to back myself into it now, John. When we were talking about Akos and how he got started sort of as a... I think Jennifer wanted to know how you got started, happened. And John gave us a... Because John's way... John was the host, and you were basically the guest.
You're the guy
who's the inventor. Yeah. You're the guy with the ideas. You're the guy that has the product. And so the host, a John Cremins sort, has to bring somebody like you on in order for QVC or HVAC or HSN or HVAC, whatever, however these outfits call themselves. They need people like you to bring product into sales.
That's 100% right. I met this man on air, live, right next to me. He was the host, and I was the guest.
Yeah. And how many years ago was that?
That was 20.
Was it Black and White back then? They were drawing the pictures on television. It was a slideshow. I can't remember how the TV was.
It was like 20, right?
It was about 20 years ago, yeah.
I don't know any people, actually, that are... Well, no, that's not true. Uri Geller, who is a very close friend, has a line of dishware that he's designed. We call it plateware. Richie, what do you call it? What do you call stuff? Flatware.
Collectible dishes, yeah.
Collectible dishes, right, exactly. And every once in a while, you'll find him on QVC here or in England or in Japan. And that's where his, interestingly enough, and it's that's sort of something I was interested from your perspective, Akos, whether things work all around the world. I know you travel around the world and you go to certain places to sell some of the things that you have on these various shopping networks. Uri's stuff has worked best, even though he's an Israeli and he lives in England. His stuff works best in Japan. For some reason,
there are certain cultural differences.
Yeah.
There are very many cultural differences. For example, one of the most successful products I was associated with was the Awe Bra.
Yes.
Now, I didn't do the demonstrations. We had Rhonda Shear and that during it. But in Japan, it wouldn't sell at all.
Really? Well, they all just flat-chested. Aren't
they here? Just, there was a cultural difference, I think, the more diplomatic way I was going to say that. The diplomatic sort of way.
Excuse me for being so rude.
And so, you know, there's cultural differences. And I know collector items, like your friend
said that, folks, and the email goes to ACOS.
So, like, for example, collector's items in England, they collect things way more than they collect here.
Yeah.
However, we collect things here, too, but different types of things. And in Japan, they're crazy about collecting stuff. So I can see why he's getting success in Japan. It's just cultural differences. I tend to sell things like laundry soap and stuff like that, which is more universal. Everybody does clothing, wash their clothes. But for example, even in there, we use dryers here in America. We have clothing dryers. You know, you go to you go to Europe, there are very few clothing
dryers. They hang everything on the line.
And
so
Japan,
they don't bother to rinse it because it rains so much over there. They just rinse the clothing out the back line. And they do the same in Japan, do they?
Yeah. In Asia, nobody has clothing dryers. They don't even know what we're talking about.
Now, do they have hair dryers? Asians have normally. You ever see a bald? Not often do you see a bald Asian. Think about that.
No, I don't know that.
No. Hmm. I mean, think about if you do think about it. I'm trying to remember the last time I saw a Japanese person who was bald. A man who didn't have a Japanese who didn't have.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
Why is it that, there's another. So stuff would sell, hair products, for example, for men, would sell much better in Asia than they would here.
That would be a logical jump to conclusion, yes.
Thank you.
How about that? Huh? Here, gray hair things. You know, we have gray hair here, so we would have a lot of gray hair type of products.
We all have.
I was thinking Yul Brynner, but no.
Yul Brynner? I don't think he was.
No. Let's see. Your hair.
The movie thing.
What about them? What? They put wigs on them.
You know what else sells very different? That was actually very funny. I was in the UK and they do food shows.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually selling haggis and stuff on live television. Things that would not sell in the United States.
Can you sell that stuff even here? Isn't there?
Not haggis. I bet you wouldn't get very far with that. But the food was different. Totally different. And I thought, I was just smiling to myself. Oh my gosh, things you would never be able to sell.
Didn't we say yesterday you can't sell, not supplements, what is it you can't sell on the home trading networks here now?
Supplements are very, very cautious. They're very careful with supplements. They do sell supplements, they do, but they're very careful with it because they levied the biggest fine ever to be levied in history. Was done that, billions of dollars.
Later on in this hour, we will introduce you to Joe Garcia, who has what he calls the kiddo pillow. I'm going to guess this is a kid pillow for children. Yes, should I?
Yes.
I stretch
travel
my
pillow. Travel pillow.
Travel
pillow. Child pillow for travel.
All right. Yesterday, Honey Hilliard was on here with arm scarves, and Jennifer really was taken by this. She's quite the shopper.
She really liked it.
Yeah, she did. What did Honey garner in terms of thumbs up, John?
Honey went thumbs up 100%.
Again, another 100% person. Wow. We had two of them from last week. Let's see what happens.
She had actually a huge amount of votes yesterday.
Did she?
I have this feeling that people, when they really like somebody, they don't vote thumbs down. So I think the personality has to be there too.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think Jennifer was, she was on the show. She loved the idea. When she saw the pictures, she was almost squealed.
Yeah.
she was like, I want to buy that.
Yeah. There's the way a lot of times on this program. In this hour, we are focused on, obviously, inventors and entrepreneurialism and business in America in general. I'm wondering who's going to make the most money on Ebola. What's going to happen with somebody? There's only one company now, apparently, that's making these suits. So is there competition needed there? Who's going to come out with a better one, faster, less expensive, that sort of thing? And we've all been talking about the experimental Ebola vaccines and then other things that will come out as a result of this problem. People are coming out with products all the time. Very interesting. My colleague, Dr. Jack Stockwell, who was on earlier on the Good Day program with me, said something that was very obviously right down my alley. He is a very interesting researcher and digs up behind the scenes things that most people won't be talking about. In other words, in terms of Ebola, how you make your body safe or safer from it, is to load yourself up with calcium, either calcium, calcium chloride. It's calcium citrate or raw milk. And of course, that hit a note with me because I have a dairy farm and I sell raw milk. That is the richer the milk or the better the calcium citrate, the more it enhances whatever the antibodies are that you need to make sure you don't get Ebola.
You know, you think, Doug, that, you know, with the CDC owning the patent on the Ebola virus, that they would have already come up with some kind of vaccine. That there wouldn't be these experimental vaccines.
Government,
now.
You know, what are you going to get out of government?
Yeah. If you search in the patent office Ebola, the CDC comes up with the Ebola patent. Because they engineered it. It's a man-made virus. It's not something in nature. Right, they engineered this thing.
Yeah.
And it got out. There's questions that need to be answered. Yeah, I don't know what they are, but we...
There are a lot of people who thought last time we had something like this, it wasn't Ebola, but there was another virus that was connected to monkeys, and it wasn't the HIV virus. There was something else, but it's been said about the HIV virus that it was man-made and aimed by those who wanted to destroy the black race. So, and you can make
it comfortable. That was not Al Sharpton. It was the Reverend...
Jesse Jackson?
No, it's the other guy.
The guy who was the guy who was friends with Clinton? No, I mean with Obama? I don't know.
Yeah, he was at one time. Yeah. I can't remember. Right. He's at the mothership. Mm-hmm. What's it called? I can't remember the name. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have even...
The senior moment has been brought to you by...
All right, 18 past the hour. Cool inventions with our survey coming up here.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time for me for those today.
The Buenos Dias Good Day program, Duggar, on the air.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
My cool inventions. That's the I every once in a while, because I get sort of caught between the worlds.
Between the worlds.
The world of the Doug Stephan Good Day program and the My Cool Inventions program, an extension of what I have long believed, mostly because all three of us actually are entrepreneurs. We are in business for ourselves. We want to take the radio world a step closer to what reality is in our country, big, big business versus the small people, smaller, I don't mean small, you know, the definition of small in this circumstance is a sort of a little group of people that get together, have a vision, and want to make it come to pass or take it to the next level. I noticed as we were talking about Ebola wondering who's going to be up with the next Ebola thing. Do you know how many people are adding Ebola to their wish list? There's a company called Giant Microbes, which makes a line of plush toys based on viruses and microscopic organisms. They have sold out their entire Ebola stock. Small Ebola dolls that were selling for $9.95, a gigantic Ebola doll for $29.95, an Ebola petri dish toy for $14.95. And by the way, this is not just this year. Ebola, as was pointed out a minute ago by ACOS, was man-made in 1976. And it has been, again, why was it created? Another example. Didn't we have one last year of some virus that was created in a laboratory in Atlanta and it got loose? And that's always the danger with these things, whether on purpose or whether, you know, just a mistake. If you look at most of these labs are controlled by government, we all know how bad government screws up pretty much everything it touches. Do you want these people handling? And ACOS brought this to mind because he said that the CDC has patented the term Ebola. They came up with the term Ebola.
Yep.
So you got to wonder.
So what's next? Forced Ebola vaccinations with RFID chips to everybody? What's next?
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. You're as much of a cynic about this stuff as I am. And where's Creamins on this? John Creamins, ACOS, Vancouver, Doug Stephan, where are you? You're in the same place.
I'm in the same place on this one. Yeah. I mean, I honestly believe, you know, now that you knew the news headlines would come out, oh, it's been 5 days since we've not had another Ebola reporting in the United States. Mm. But yeah, you've got a guy a Nigerian that dies on the plane vomiting and going into JFK, and all of a sudden they literally go on very fast. Oh no, that's not Ebola. Yeah. How do they know? I mean, how do we not know that they're actually kind of hiding all these little incidences, and they really are actually Ebola? Right. So I'm kind of the same way. I'm very skeptical on this whole thing.
All right, sure.
They're hiding it.
Our survey today focuses on Americans and their will, and I don't mean will to get things done. I'm talking about last will and testament. It looks like most people are not paying attention to what could happen to their money, their possessions, when they're gone. There's a survey of 1,000 adults here in America that has found nearly 60% of Americans don't have a will. You guys have wills?
Yes.
John doesn't. You do?
Yeah, he paused.
He was thinking. The survey also found out that people are more likely to have a will as they get older. More than half Americans age 50 and older have a will. About a quarter of people between the ages of 26 and 34 have a will. When it comes to 18 to 24, forget it. Who's got a will at 18? Right. But isn't that interesting how it's kind of like passports. You know, only 30% of Americans have passports. How in the world is
that shocking?
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah.
People don't go, I'm staying in the good old US of A. You can't figure out what's going on in the rest of the world or have a perspective on what's going on in the rest of the world if you don't travel to see what's going on in the rest of the world. And I think the same thing can be said for stuff like having a will.
If you have a passport and you don't travel?
Well, I guess at least they have a passport. That's probably maybe 30% of those who have passports don't ever use them.
Yeah, there you go. That's me.
That's you. Ah, I see. Okay. There we go. Well, perhaps you'd like to change that. Maybe you can dig it. We all know how to take a trip together. Yeah.
There you go.
Right, let's take a trip together. 28 after the hour. My Cool Inventions Radio.
I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said
the ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer. Boston Man. Get responsibly.
Years ago, the family doctor was someone who came to your home. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive. Your local HealthMart pharmacist knows you by name, not by refill number. Stop by your independently owned HealthMart pharmacy and see how the tradition of personal health care lives on. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Akos Jankura and John Cremins on the My Cool Inventions Hour. Every day, Monday through Thursday, in this hour of the program, we present a different entrepreneur and inventor. Today, Joe Garcia is here, who has developed the Kiddo Pillow. You go to Kiddo, K-I-D-D-O, P-I-L-L-O-W.com. I don't know why he just didn't do Kiddo Pillow without a W. Why didn't he do K-I-D-D-O-P-I-L-L-O?
Well, sounds like ask him.
Joe!
Good morning.
What's the story here? How come you didn't do Kiddo Pillow without a W on the pillow?
I simply forgot.
Ah, nice.
Attaboy. Why didn't he add a W to the kiddo?
Yeah, that would have been another one, too. You forget about that, too, Joe? All right, so Akos and John, bring us into this exciting arena.
Well, Joe has submitted this amazing invention called the Kiddo Pillow. He came into mycoolinventions.com and submitted. And the first time I saw this pillow, I said, I wanted it for me traveling on an airplane. Mm-hmm. Forget the kids. I want to be able to sleep with my head suspended like that, too. And it's called the Kiddo Pillow, and it's pretty awesome. If you ever had kids and you're driving in the car, I can see why this would be a pretty big hit with moms and dads who have kids in car seats and stuff. So, Joe, describe to us what the Kiddo Pillow is.
Okay, the Kiddo Pillow is the solution to that very problem you just mentioned. They make these U-shaped pillows. Parents will use jackets, towels, and pillows of their own and just stuff them underneath a child's chin to try and hold it up. But nothing works. Nothing works. My invention holds the head and chin from underneath the chin. I don't put a pillow behind the neck. That only enhances it to fall forward. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, place your hands under your chin and hold your head up. So I just simply mimicked what my hands are for to hold my head up, and I came up with a Kiddo Pillow.
So Joe, how does, we were at, John and I were just talking before the show, how does the, so I got a picture of it on mycoolinventions.com, and you have a child there with her head suspended with the kiddo pillow. How is the kiddo pillow held there in place in front of the child while the child's sitting in the car seat?
Perfect question. And if I may share some really good news, I got a call from my attorney yesterday, and I received my official U.S. utility patent.
Awesome. That's awesome. That's good. That's very good. Now you'll be able to sell it. Now you'll be able to make some money with it. Good stuff. So how is
the... God willing. The way you hold it on, or the way it's held on, is I invented what I call the kiddo pillow pads, with it is just another name for shoulder pads. And these shoulder pads, you wrap around the car seat belts, one on the right side and one on the left side. You simply wrap them around, install it once, and they are free and clear of all of your emergency clips and your equipment. You mount these shoulder pads on, and they have Velcro on the outside, and you simply take this wedge-shaped pillow and stick it on to the shoulder pads, and voila, now your child's head is held up from underneath, from the chin, where it's supposed to be.
No, I just lost the bet to John Creamins. It's exactly what he said was going to happen.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
Yep.
Nice going.
Nice going. Yeah. So Velcro holds it into place that way. All right. So what we're going to do here, Joe, is we're going to get you to pitch your product for 60 seconds. You're going to be 60 seconds on the hot seat, and it's your job to overcome all of our listeners, and make our listeners vote thumbs up for you, and you're going to have to get all of them. So what we want to do is, listener, if you're going to listen to the Kiddo Pillow and you want to vote, what you do is you go to mycoolinventions.com, you go to the vote button, you can see a picture of the kiddo pillow, you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down. You can phone us by just calling 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down. We don't take your name or anything like that. Or you can text to vote. Text the word thumbs up, all one word, thumbs down, all one word. You can text that vote to 22333. That's 22333. I hear all the listeners getting their smartphones and their computers and their phones ready to vote. Joe, are you ready to pitch?
God willing, yes. I'll give it my best. Thank you.
Well, let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Go for it, Joe.
Okay, I know y'all have seen kids in car seats with their heads flopping and bobbing all over the place as they're asleep in their car seats. I fixed this major problem with a kiddo pillow, available at kiddopillow.com for only $39.99, KIDDOPILLOW.com. My pillow is designed with a wedge shape so it does not make contact with the child's throat, and you simply take the pillow and you stick it on. And you do this by placing the shoulder pads around the car seat belts one time. You install them once only. You take this wedge-shaped pillow and you stick it on. Simple as that. No more bobbing, weaving, head flopping, and it's dangerous for your child as well. We had a government crash tested, and we tested 64%.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Oh, Joe, your time ran out, and I guess that you weren't. I guess you started a little bit late out of the gate there, so that caused you to be a little off the time. Little point for you. I think maybe John might agree with me here. You went for the close right out of the gate. Yeah, I think you the second sentence was already how much it costs, where can I buy it, or the website was being you told to us. I think really you should wait till you've convinced us. You've got to convince us first before you start asking for our money. If you start asking for the money before we really understand what's going on, I think your odds will be weakened. So basically what I tell all the inventors, set up the problem, offer the solution, do it well, and then ask for some money. John, did you agree with me?
Yeah, I am the same way. I would rather be, you know, captivated or emotionally involved with the invention first, right? Or the product first. So I want to know what problem you're solving. You got to tell that right out of the gun. And then really, you know, make it so that I imagine it in my own mind. If I'm not even looking at the invention, or I'm not even looking at what you're talking about, I need to know what you're trying to solve. And if I can sense, you know, I'm driving in my car, I'm on a long vacation, kids in the back seat, they're in the kid seat, and you know, it's not good for their necks, it's not good for the way they sleep. You see them back there, they almost don't look natural. Mm-hmm. Well, now I've come up with the perfect solution. So I just want to be able to imagine that.
And radio is a great medium for that. People say radio, but radio forces us to paint the picture, use the imagination more so than visual, which makes your pitch not just a little harder, but you need to think about it a little more, just paint that picture really well. I think that's why radio is a great medium to do a pitch on there.
It's a good starting place, right? Because if you're able to take your invention and make the mind's eye of the listener believe it, see it, and feel it real inside their mind, even if they don't have a picture or they can't touch it, then you'll be masterful when they finally actually put it in their hands.
Yeah, I think that's good. So just a quick question. How much does it cost? What does it actually cost? I think I missed that. Or you may have said it, but I missed
$39, wasn't it? Did I hear that?
Yes, it's $39.99, and I apologize for the way I presented it.
Don't apologize at all. No, it's all a learning experience. The whole thing here.
We're giving you some really good advice to make it better.
All right, so I like
your invention. I want to make your pitch better. I want to help you pitch better.
Here's some food for thought also. Not that I think that the kiddo pillow, the way it rhymes, the way it goes together is cool, but in the world of technicalities, kids are goats. And every once in a while, somebody will come up with a tease that aims, maybe aimed at you, or maybe aimed at the product, whatever it is. But I don't know how you would have come up with children's pillow. I don't know how you would. It doesn't flow. Kiddo pillow does sort of. And yeah, most people refer to children as kids. But there'll be a stickler along the way. Like my daughter, for example, who's having a child in December, would never buy this because it's called a kiddo, and she doesn't think that that's appropriate. She has no sense of humor, because she's an English professor at UCLA. No sense of humor whatsoever when it comes to this sort of thing. But I don't know how. I mean, everybody's going to know what we're talking about, except for those purists who say, and then people are scratching their head. Are you serious, Stephanie? Are you really trying to get us off of that because a kid is a goat? But
Joe, are you selling?
Notice how Agos is ignoring me because this guy's nuts. Go ahead, Dave.
Joe, are you selling them now? Because that's a true test.
Oh, yeah. People are gone. People are gone. Crazy of them. Yeah. It solves a huge, huge problem.
Yes, it does.
And they're safe. There's nothing like it. There's never been invented anything like it. And I received my U.S. utility patent yesterday, so that's really
awesome.
Good news.
So how have you funded this? Who's behind it? Are you doing it all yourself, or do you have help? What do you really want from your appearance here?
I used all of my savings, and thank God Almighty, my bank likes me. So I've just been funding this all alone.
So they loaned you money to keep doing this?
Yes, sir.
And so, give me an idea of like how many you're selling. Like, what's the enthusiasm? Or have you sold everything you've made? Or you're in your second round of manufacturing? Or like, just give me a little idea.
Oh yeah, we're actually on the third round of manufacturing. I sell steadily, maybe 100 to 150 a day, something like that.
150 a day.
Yes.
I have to introduce you to the Toys R Us buyer. A good friend of mine actually buys this category. Used to be the buyer at HSN and got a job up in New Jersey, and now is a Toys R Us. I think she's a VP now. If you're selling that velocity, we should introduce you to her right away. And I think you've got a winner if you're selling 150 a day. That's incredible.
So how did you find? And there are a lot of people who listen to this program who get the idea, get the bug. That's part of the problem. I'm sorry. That's part of our goal here, is to have people who have a problem getting exposure get on the radio. How did you hear about this program?
Well, I met John Kramens at the International New York Patent Expo in 2012.
Mm-hmm. Wow, has it been that long?
This guy's a Hollywood movie star.
He looks just like it, doesn't he?
That's why I met him, and I followed your radio show ever since. And I had my product at the International New Patent Expo at Impex, and I won the Best Invention of the Americas with my product.
Very cool.
At that competition. So then I've been following you and Akos and John. And when I really improved this product, I contacted you all. I do have one for adults. I have one for folks in wheelchairs as well. But the kids' pillow has really taken off and been the most popular one. However, I am improving the adult version for airplane travel, which is really, really good. It works pretty much the same way. The kid's pillow is intended for ages 3 and up, and it follows a child, and by that I mean that it comes with a back strap. When the child is out of the car seat, into the booster seat, they simply place this back strap behind their back, and their own body weight holds the pillow in place. So it works from ages 3 and up.
What material is it made out of?
It is made of a really high-quality microfiber. It's got foam inside. And on the under the chin and cheek area, it has a really high-quality memory foam. So it's really, really comfortable. We're coming up with a moisture-wickening material as we develop it and sell more and more and more of them. We keep improving. We're coming up with different colors. Hopefully some licensing deals will come into place and place, maybe Disney characters up front. We have a lot of advertising space up front.
This guy's got a great imagination. This has got all kinds of potential. Everybody likes this here, Joe. Let's see how the audience reacts to it. You who are listening, thumbs up or thumbs down for Joe Garcia. Text 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can call 888-877-0490 to vote, or go to mycoolinventions.com and find the information on Joe and vote for him if you want to give him a thumbs up. Excellent conversation. Here, 13 before the hour on My Cool Inventions. Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less. Like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of 6 criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-789-7552, you'll get a complete Pro Gel whitening system with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. ProGel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-789-7552 and get a free ProGel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552. 800-789-7552.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit ImagineLookingYounger.com.
The latest on the Ebola front. What has become your daily Ebola update? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Once upon a time, not all that long ago, it seemed as if ISIS was at the top of every news update. But for the last several weeks, it has been Ebola, of course. And for a change, there is some positive news to report. In Texas, concerns about the possible spread of Ebola appeared to be lessening. Officials announced they have cleared nearly all of the people who had contact with Thomas Duncan. He's the Liberian national who died of Ebola at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas.
Of the original 48 contacts, 43 of those contacts have effectively rolled off and are Ebola-free.
That's Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, who, for some reason, has been something of an Ebola spokesman for the city of Dallas. He said he expects the rest of those 48 contacts to be cleared in a matter of days. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings said 120 people will remain on an Ebola watch list until November 7th. Meanwhile, the CDC is now pushing new guidelines for healthcare workers treating Ebola patients. These new procedures are being created after
two nurses who treated Thomas Duncan contracted the disease. CDC Director Thomas Frieden said the new procedures include making sure doctors and nurses receive training and show they're ready to treat people infected with the disease, along with ensuring workers are covered from head to toe when they have contact with the patient with no exposed skin at all. Additionally,
while a lot of attention has been paid to the equipment, and while that's critical, the greatest risk in Ebola care is in the taking off of whatever equipment a healthcare worker has on.
Frieden said the CDC remains confident that the quarantine period should not change. That period is 21 days. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Did you know up to 1 in 5 Americans will get the flu this year? Because less than half of us get vaccinated? You didn't know? That's okay. We do. Rite Aid has certified immunizing pharmacists at the ready to discuss your risks, answer your questions, and shield you from what you don't know. So get your flu shot, no appointment necessary, at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
On Wall Street, the markets will be looking for more gains today after a positive day to start the new work week yesterday. The Dow up 19 points to 16,400. NASDAQ gaining more than 1%, adding 58 points. S&P with a 17-point gain. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is calling for immediate action for over 4.5 million vehicles. The agency says certain Toyota, Honda, Mazda, BMW, Nissan, and GM models may have defective airbags, which were made by Japan's Takata Corporation. Officials say the inflators of the front passenger airbag may rupture and spray shrapnel. To check if your vehicle has an airbag made by Takata, you can go to safercar.gov, where you can enter your VIN, vehicle identification number, to check it out. And finally, the World Series finally gets going tonight. Royals and Giants, Game 1 in Kansas City. And how about this sidebar story worth telling? The Giants won the National League pennant last week over the Cardinals on a walk-off home run from Travis Ishikawa. The fan who grabbed that game-ending baseball in the stands is Frank Burke of Oakdale, California. He gave the ball back to Travis Ishikawa, asking nothing in return.
I was totally thrilled for him. You know, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
That's Frank, who's a nice guy himself, and the Giants rewarded Frank with 4 tickets to Game 3 of the World Series when it shifts to San Francisco this Friday night. Frank says one of those 4 tickets will go to a friend of his who is battling cancer, a friend who was there with Frank when he wound up with that home run ball.
We were at that game because I was doing something special for him for that.
And one more thing. Frank Burke says all of this makes up for what happened 4 years ago when the Giants made it to the World Series.
My wife tried, you know, to do something nice and take me to the World Series and buy tickets, and it was a scam.
That's right. Frank's wife bought tickets on the internet. They were fakes, and they were out $1,200. Even those of us rooting for the Royals can't help but be really happy for Frank Burke. Have a great time Friday night, Frank. You deserve it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. Whereas bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to make the dose today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.